Thank you, Chair, and good morning. I'd like to respond in the context of discussions on Article 2, specifically to the recommendation put forward by the respected delegate from India that paragraph 4 of Article 2 be deleted. I wanted to assert my strong legal recommendation that this particular provision actually be retained as written in this article. The reason for my recommendation is that this particular language is in keeping with the establishment of the primacy of international human rights law, which itself is very strongly normatively grounded and founded in the language of the UN Charter. In particular, Article 103 of the UN Charter notes, and I quote, "In the event of a conflict between the obligations of the members of the United Nations under the present charter and their obligations under any other international agreement, their obligations under the present charter shall prevail." This language of Article 103 has been interpreted in light of Article 55C of the UN Charter, which establishes that the aim of international cooperation is universal respect for and observance of human rights and fundamental freedoms, as well as Article 1.3 of the UN Charter, which defines the principles and purposes of the UN as respect for human rights and for fundamental freedoms. Taken together, the very foundational document of the UN strongly urges for the primacy of ensuring human rights over other international agreements that are not concerning human rights obligations and concerns, and I would therefore strongly recommend that Article 4 be retained, especially considering that this is a declaration of the Human Rights Council seeking to ensure the human rights of peasants. Thank you so much.